With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. And I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always get on my website, shalomklein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business and find out who's going to be on next week on the show. That's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. While you're on my website, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com. Or give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So interesting topic that folks all over the country have been hearing about is fantasy sports and the legislation going on. In particular, I've been following the debate, the controversy in New York State. And I know the attorney general out there has been causing some complications. Here to join us to discuss the Illinois landmark fantasy sports legislation is Peter Schenke, again, from the fantasy sports industry. Peter, thanks for joining us on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the Fantasy Sports Trade Association and the background of the, well, let's be blunt, the controversy that goes on around the country and why this coalition is backing the legislation here in Illinois.
So the Fantasy Sports Trade Association has over 300 members, and it includes just about everybody in fantasy sports, ESPN, Yahoo, CBS, DraftKings, FanDuel, also includes smaller companies like the one that I operate, which is called RotoWire.com, one of the leading information websites for fantasy sports. And I'm the chairman of the FSTA, and I also help coordinate all our legislative affairs and lobbying and work on all these bills that are in consideration around the country.
So tell us a little bit about the bill, the sponsor of the bill, and the regulation in consumer protections that the bill here in the state of Illinois is proposing on the industry.
So the bill would do a couple of things that would be good for the industry. The first thing to do is it would clarify that fantasy sports are in fact legal. Obviously, there's some contentious debate in the state of Illinois with the attorney general coming out and saying that she believes that they are gambling. So that's the first thing it would do. The second thing it would do is it would add some really basic common sense consumer protections for players, for the companies that operate in the state. And then, we're hopeful that it doesn't, that these regulations aren't onerous on the industry. That's kind of our third goal, and we'll see how that develops during the process. But at least so far, at least Representative Lesky, who's the sponsor of the bill, and said he's going to be really mindful of that so that all the operators can operate in the state and do so such a fair playing field for consumers.
Interesting. So the members of the coalition include 300 members across the nation, including DraftKings, FanDuel, and a number of Illinois-based operators, and they're all supporting the House Bill 4323, which is providing common sense regulation and consumer protections for the fantasy sports marketplace. How many people in Illinois, do you have any sense, participate in fantasy sports contests in the state?
There's about 2 million in the state of Illinois, probably 300,000 or more for daily fantasy sports. And then we have a whole mix of offerings. There's a lot of companies that operate in the space. There's Stats, Inc., which is based in Chicago, which is the biggest provider of statistics to fantasy sports operators, and they also do run their own fantasy sports teams. And there's a number of startups in the Illinois area. We'll offer either daily fantasy or season-long games. So there's about five or six companies. Illinois has kind of been one of the traditional stronger areas for fantasy sports. It's an industry that's pretty much spread evenly across the country, but in the Midwest, people love their sports, and they love their sports statistics, usually because they're stuck inside all winter when it's cold. They got nothing better to do.
And it sounds like some of these companies, some of these operators are actually based here in Illinois. So there's a lot hanging in the mix with this legislation. If we want to, as I always say on this program, keep businesses in Illinois, make sure that that we're supporting small business, supporting employment, because these companies are employing many, many, many employees right here in the state. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, Statsig is a big employer, but it's really it's not so much that they employ that many people right now. It's just that this is a growing industry. There's a lot of potential. Obviously, the rise of fantasy sports and daily fantasy sports is centered around technology, mobile phones, apps, all that kind of stuff. So it's an industry that could grow and flourish in Illinois. And Illinois could really be a strong base for it. But we need to have regulation in the state, laws in the state that are conducive to that. And I think overall, we kind of need to have a welcoming attitude as well. This is an industry that Illinois wants to have centered here and help flourish.
Once again, we're chatting with Peter Schenke, the chairman of the Fantasy Sports Trade Association, which is headquartered here in Chicago and has over 300 members around the nation, including ESPN, Yahoo, CBS Sports, NBC Sports, Fox Sports, and, of course, DraftKings and FanDuel, which is it's a fascinating industry. And it's interesting because so often we talk about legislation and a lot of the industry groups don't want the regulation, but you're saying that this will actually provide some clarity to those that are operating in the fantasy sports industry.
Yeah, so fantasy sports have been around for over 30 years, and they've been offered both for free and pay-to-play for that long, nearly that long as well. And there's no specific laws, at least before 2012, there's no specific law in any state about fantasy sports. So, but it was always assumed, and it's been assumed, and I think correctly so, that it was legal because it's a game of skill. And in most states, the test of whether it's gambling or not is if there's more skill than luck. And so the fantasy industry didn't have any legal action. There weren't any court cases. There wasn't any bills or hearings up until last year when a new form of daily fantasy sports came along. FanDuel and DraftKings spent a lot of money on advertising. That drew a lot of scrutiny to the industry. And now suddenly there's a number of people out there who are, questioning what we've always assumed was true and operated under for all these years. And so we're trying to be proactive in states around the country, including Illinois, and try to get legislators to support us to say that it is legal. It's always been legal. Let's look if we need to go to the next step and put it in law that it's legal, then let's do that. So that's why it's a little bit different than most industries that don't want government to touch them. Here, we just feel like suddenly the ground underneath us has completely shooken and changed, and we need to kind of be proactive with government. So.
2 million people in Illinois participate in fantasy sports, which is just a really fascinating number. And as you mentioned, the industry has been around for actually several decades, which is fascinating. What on the other side of the argument? Why would an attorney general like Eric Schneiderman in New York sort of fight the industry? What's the other argument to this?
Well, I think it's just kind of a misconception that daily fantasy sports format is gambling, that it's somehow very different. He said that these companies are fleecing customers, which I don't think, which is not true, is not true in my opinion. And I don't think that companies, the leagues like the Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and the NFL would be supportive of daily fantasy sports. And in the case of MLB and NBA being investors in a daily fantasy sports company. So I think there's a lot of misconceptions and a lot of politics being played, and that the money and our industry got bigger. Unfortunately, we got sort of drawn into that, and that's unfortunate.
That's sure a fascinating discussion. So once again, the Fantasy Sports Trade Association, along with your members, supporting Illinois House Bill 4323, which would provide common sense regulation and consumer protections for the fantasy sports marketplace in Illinois. Peter Schenke, we're running out of time, but I want to make sure our listeners can find out more about the industry, learn more about some of the positions that you've been taking, and make sure that the legislature here in Illinois are listening to those 2 million fans in Illinois and they take a thoughtful approach to the issue. How can people get on your website, learn more?
So the one thing you can do is you go to a website called fantasysportsforall.com. And that's a website we set up for individual players to be able to easily find out their legislators and contact them and advocate to pass this bill and help fantasy players cross country.
That's fantastic. One more time, that website. Peter, if you don't mind, show it to us one more time.
Sorry. fantasysportsforall.com.
Fantasysportsforall.com. Peter, we appreciate you joining us on the program. Check out the website. Find out more. An industry with 2 million fantasy sports fans in Illinois. They want to see their games. They love protected. And they want common sense regulation. So be sure to check out the website. Peter, we appreciate you joining us on the program. We'll be sure to follow up with you on this important issue. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal financial wealth. Give Chris Everett a call at 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777, or visit their website, everettwealthsolutions.com. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And gosh, we have a fantastic lineup for you today. Lots of tips, advice, and information for you. You could always get on my website, shalomkline.com, to download podcasts from Get Down to Business. Find out who's going to be on next week. The show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more for you after the break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your Chicagoland roadways. Starting on the Edens, no problems in either direction. If you're traveling on the Kennedy inbound O'Hare to downtown, it is going to take you 31. From Montrose is 21. On the outbound side, it's 20. 10 back to Montrose, 24 to the airport. Eisenhower headed in Thorndale to the Circle, 31 from Mannheim, 18. Outbound 28 to Mannheim, 33 to Thorndale. Stevenson in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 36 from the Tri-State, 26. 27 out to the Tri-State, 37 to 355. Dan Ryan headed in, 95th to downtown, 18. 15 out to 95th. I-57, Bishop Ford, Calm, Lakeshore Drive, couple delays southbound from Soldier Field to Stevenson. On the northbound side, Wacker to Chicago. On the tollways, Jane Addams eastbound, tight between the River Road Toll Plaza and the Kennedy. AM560 weather, right now it is 65 degrees and sunny. Now, our next update is going to be in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Senate Bill 3267 would introduce electronic driver tracking and charge you per mile that you drive.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
They're so desperate for money. What's next? Are they going to tax the air we breathe?
This is government at its best, taking blood from your left arm to infuse it into your right arm and spilling half of it on the ground.
We are really broke.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-693-2699. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-693-2699. 1-800-693-2699.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We're all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And artificial intelligence sounds like something that maybe you remember from E.T., from that movie or something in sci-fi. But there's some very interesting things that we can learn from Jonathan Crane, the Chief Commercial Officer at IPsoft, a leader in cognitive computing solutions and artificial intelligence. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks a lot, Samar. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how artificial intelligence and automation can help drive human progress.
Well, think about it from a standpoint of what we'll call virtual employees. What you're going to do is you're really going to focus on those kinds of things that you would prefer not to have to do, those mundane, routine, repetitious kind of things that you do every day in your job, those functions like affixing lug nuts in an assembly line, you know, just something you do every day, day in, day out, the same way. Maybe it's the same 20 questions you get asked by the inbound customers or people that you're supporting. You're a customer service agent. These are the kinds of things that just lend themselves well to automation.
Sure.
And you can figure out that it's a job improvement plan. It's really not a job elimination plan. It's a job elevation plan.
It will free up human talent for actually value-added roles, which create opportunities for growth, cost savings, efficiencies, and innovation. You know, Jonathan, it's interesting. I was at O'Hare Airport a few weeks ago, and I parked at the airport, and I'm leaving the parking lot, and I have my ticket, and I want to pay and get up to the booth, and there's a woman sitting there in the booth, and I hand the ticket to them, and they say, oh, no, you stick the ticket into the machine. Okay, no problem. Stick the ticket into the machine, and then it, you know, she says $38. So I give her the credit card and she says, oh no, you stick the credit card in the machine. I said, if I'm putting the ticket in the machine, I'm giving the credit card to the machine, what are you doing? She says, I give you the receipt. So there's clearly room for efficiencies and improvements. I don't think that was the best use of automation. Tell us a little bit about IPsoft and the type of work that you're doing in artificial intelligence and computing solutions.
Well, I think that we are elevating a bit from your example and that poor woman whose job is to hand you that receipt. She must be bored to death.
Yes.
Maybe she's a student and studying books and getting smarter.
That's giving the benefit of the doubt, but thank you.
There you go. But from our standpoint, let's think about this. A virtual employee, if well-trained by understanding the process by which you do something, you could do anything. For example, you could provide mortgage information. You could, because of your training, be a very skilled individual and be able to know just exactly what are all of the parameters of being able to convey to you your ability to now get a mortgage approval. And suppose that normally today takes about 24 days, but you could reduce it to one using technology, data, big data analytics, all feeding this virtual employee. And so as you enter into the bank to try to get that mortgage, you're able to now shrink that process. Would you, in fact, pay more? Would you add a little bit more just to have that privilege? Because in the hot housing markets, it's very important to have pre-approved mortgage.
And the truth is these are things that are already a part of our lives and part of everyday technology. We're just getting more used to it every single day. So the question is not should we allow artificial intelligence and automation, which is probably more of the term that people are comfortable with, but how do we manage its integration? So, Jonathan, I'm curious, is a robot in the workplace something that we could expect over the next few years?
I think we're already seeing that. In fact, there's been pictures of robots as concierges in hotels. In Japan, if you go there, there is a robot functioning at the front end of the store in the shopping mall as you enter it, and it converses with you and points you in the direction of the particular product or service that you seek. So robots are showing up. The fact that probably a more functional and valuable is really going back to this task management.
So IPsoft is certainly involved in the world of artificial intelligence and computing solutions, and not just in the creation of this technology, but also in the education. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that you think the world will look like over the next 5 years, over the next 25 years. You mentioned hotel lobbies, and certainly I've seen bank tellers being replaced by these machines. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, and what can we look forward to over the coming years?
Well, I think that the new digital bank is a bank that is probably lacking in bricks and mortar, and as a transactional base, you're able to basically deal with an elevated ATM, and so you're basically able to do any bank function, and the most important thing, obviously, receive your cash, but we're getting to be cashless, so you take your cell phone, smartphone, and you're using it to scan, you pay for your Starbucks or get on an airline. You know, there's much that's happening. So what we need to know is, how are we managing all of these very sophisticated devices and capabilities? It really necessitates something we're going to call digital labor. And that's really the overarching description of what artificial intelligence really becomes, digital labor. It's the application of these technologies in a way that normally you might use human intelligence, but in here the cost would be prohibitive. Therefore, you want to inject this digital labor to do some kind of supervisory function.
We're chatting with Jonathan Crane, the Chief Commercial Officer of IPsoft, again, a leader in cognitive computing solutions and artificial intelligence. Jonathan, a little birdie told me that you have a friend by the name of Amelia. Do you mind telling me a little bit about Amelia and IPsoft's relationship with Amelia?
Yes, Amelia is our cognitive technology. It is the representation of this new cognitive technology, this new virtual employee. Think about this. If you think about Amazon and their positioning in cloud, think about Amelia when it comes to customer service. You're going to, in the future, be dealing with a digital employee, Amelia, who can handle everything from providing mortgages to supporting your efforts to get insurance to guiding you in what kind of makeup that you want to put on your face to every function you could imagine. If it's a repeatable type function, if it's a process that lends itself to that kind of repetition, then it can be automated. And those kinds of answers and skills and capabilities will be important. One most important thing, Amelia will also be able to recognize your emotion. She will also have emotion. So when you get irritated with me, Shalom, in going too long with my answers, I'll know it, and I'll make sure that I stop and recognize that I've transgressed.
Jonathan, you are a real person, right? Just checking.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You are a real person. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And part of, you're not with me here in studio joining us by phone, but part of what I'm imagining is that you're sitting in an office and you're in the cubicle, perhaps just outside of your office door, is your assistant that is a robot, and you're probably just playing, you're playing catch while you're talking to me. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's not too far in the future. You can see it pretty clearly. It's happening. And I think if we look at artificial intelligence, again, don't think of dystopian kind of bad and evil Terminator movies. Think about it. Think about it as augmentation. Think about it as helping us make ourselves more efficient, more productive, more intelligent. It's a partnership with machines that's pretty exciting.
Well, that's it's something we should embrace, and it's already taking place in our day-to-day life, in our technology. We're just getting more and more used to it. But certainly there's a lot more innovation to come. IPsoft is leading the way in that innovation, and thrilled, Jonathan, that you're able to join us today. So if folks want to learn more about IPsoft, learn more about the industry, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Probably the fastest way is go on the website, and that's www.ipsoft.com.
IPsoft.com. Jonathan Crane, Chief Commercial Officer at IPsoft. We appreciate you joining us on Get Down to Business. Would love to check back in with you, follow the progress of this world of artificial intelligence. And as you say, it's not just Terminator and the sci-fi movies that some in my family like, but it's actually affecting and improving our life and our workplace. And it's not too far-fetched that we will have some coworkers soon that will be robots. So, Jonathan, thanks for joining us. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. That's the website for our solution center. They have solutions for management, HR, and all forms of the workplace challenges that we all face, perhaps including some robots. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We've got a lot more for you after the break. Don't touch that dial. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. More tips, advice after the break.
Battle for the Republican nomination is racing towards the convention this summer in Cleveland.
Nobody is going to have enough delegates. We are going to go to a convention. It's going to be open.
Can Trump be stopped?
The only campaign that has beat Donald Trump and the only campaign that can beat Donald Trump is this campaign.
Will there be a third-party run?
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
What happens next?
We should make it pretty easily based on what I'm seeing.
Happens here.
So we won't have to worry about fighting at a convention.
This is AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Tomorrow, President Obama to announce the deployment of 250 additional troops to Syria. That'll make 300 there fighting ISIS. Five states holding primaries this Tuesday. Donald Trump campaigning in Maryland today, saying he's been unfairly targeted by his opponents, insisting he can take it.
I've had 55,000 negative ads. True story. Has to be true. I saw it on Fox.
Trump has been calling rival Ted Cruz Lion Ted on the campaign trail. As for John Kasich, he's been mispronouncing his name. On CBS's Face the Nation, Kasich saying, God bless him, and...
The Washington Post said the reason Kasich doesn't do so well is because he's not an apocalyptic candidate. Yeah, I don't think the apocalypse is coming next week. I think we can straighten this country out, and I'm going to keep talking about it.
Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotterillo's taking a look at your traffic. Eden's doing fine right now. If you're on the Kennedy inbound, O'Hare to downtown 23 from Montrose is 12. Outbound, back to Montrose 10. Back out to the airport, it's going to be 24. Express lanes are open on the outbound side if you want to use them. Eyes now are headed in Thorndale to the Circle, 31 for Mannheim 18. Outbound, 20 to Mannheim, 30 to Thorndale. From the Stevenson, headed in 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 36. From the Tri-State, 26. Outbounds, 27 to 2. The Tri-State, 37 to 355. Dan Ryan in, 95th to downtown, 18. I-57, Bishop Ford, calm. Lakeshore Drive, you do have a couple delays. Southbound, Soldier Field to the Stevenson. On the northbound side between Wacker and Chicago. Out on the tollways, Jane Addams, tight. Eastbound, River Road Toll Plaza to Kennedy. And there's no problems getting in or out of northwest Indiana. AM 560 weather. Right now, it is 64 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Signature Bank is Chicago's fastest-growing, independently-owned business bank. Signature Bank listens to your story, learns about your business, and sticks with their customers. I'm Dan Proft, and I know this because Signature Bank is my business bank.
Hi, I'm Brian Duncan, co-founder of Signature Bank. Born and raised in Chicagoland, my partners and I knew this city needed a locally owned business bank. As fellow entrepreneurs, we know the challenges facing businesses, and we are invested in our customers' success. We are here to build mutually beneficial, long-term, lasting relationships with our customers. We look forward to helping our customers reach their goals every day, and we are here to see them succeed. At Signature Bank, you work directly with decision makers who understand your business and can deliver on their promises.
Signature Bank is looking for their next success story. Learn more about turning your business vision into reality. Visit signature-bank.com. Signature Bank, helping local businesses succeed. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Something that I've been following in the news. It's impossible, in fact, to open up the news these days without hearing about active shooters, mass shootings in so many different places. But in the business community, I think it's something we need to watch out for. And joining me on Get Down to Business is my friend, Steve Alpert. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. How are you?
Fantastic. So, Steve, a lot of folks that have businesses, let's talk about the retail community, folks that have a storefront. Every day that they open up their store, regardless of what neighborhood they're in, they're a little bit at risk. Steve, I know you've been in the law enforcement space for a while. Tell us a little bit about how you would recommend business owners protect themselves.
Well, it's unfortunate that we even have to have this conversation, but everybody reads the newspapers, see what goes on. A lot of people will say, I don't think this can happen to me. And the good news is it's not likely to. The bad news is it happens, and it's happened in this country over 80 times in the last 7 years where small businesses have been attacked by active shooters. Some of these active shooters have been disgruntled employees or unhappy customers. Some of these shooters are just random shooters who are just out to create havoc and kill people. They're also, psychology says that they also want to kill themselves. Now we also have the other issue of terrorism that's come in, issues that have happened in San Bernardino. Everybody's aware of what's happened in Paris. This has not hit the U.S. that hard at this point, but we have to prepare for the worst.
It's a scary, scary world out there, and we have to prepare. So what steps, Steve, would you recommend that business owners, whether they're in a retail environment or in an office building, can do to make sure that that a disgruntled employee, an angry customer, won't wreak havoc on their business?
First of all, there's no way of making sure. All you can do is put some preventive measures to make yourself what's referred to as a hard target rather than a soft target.
Mm-hmm. And probably having a plan in place.
Exactly. That's what you have to do. What you have to do is have a plan in place. Where am I? What am I going to do if there's an active shooter situation? Our industry refers to an expression called run, hide, fight. And run means if you are involved in an active shooter situation, try and run away from it as quickly as you can. If you can't run, then try and find the best place to hide. If you can't hide, then unfortunately, you may have to confront the active shooter yourself, not with a firearm necessarily, but by attacking him, throwing things at him. We don't recommend this. But sometimes if it might be the only choice you have, it's between him and you. But what I would tell, to answer your question, what I would tell businesses is that you have to do an assessment of your location. Determine such things as how is the lighting? Determine, do I have a place for my employees to hide in a situation? Where should my employees go if they leave the area to make sure that everybody's gotten out?
We're chatting with Steve Alpert, who's talking to us what to do in the event of an active shooter, which can, it's not, obviously it's not going to happen to most people, but the key is, as you're saying, Steve, you need to have a plan in place, and actually engaging that shooter should be perhaps a last resort. What about methods to get in touch with law enforcement? If you're in a retail environment, are there any good solutions that you've seen recommended, whether it's a panic button or some alarm system of some kind?
Yeah, a lot of companies are now putting in panic alarms. A lot of companies make sure that there's adequate amount of phones that are able to dial 911. Some are putting in alarms, panic alarms within the buildings, within their shops, that create a lot of noise, which disorients shooters. But I want to say that in a lot of cases, one thing that I think that businesses should do is, now this is a controversial thing I'm going to say. A lot of people in my industry will, there's a 50-50 split on if this is right or wrong. To make your target less hard, less soft, remove those no firearm signs off of your doors.
Ah, I've heard about that argument, and it's hard to walk around here in the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago, without seeing those little stickers. So you're recommending take those down, because I'm guessing for a potential bad person, you don't want to let them know that that there are no firearms over there.
Well, first of all, a bad guy isn't going to pay attention to any kind of little sign.
Of course.
And it's the same thing with these gun-free zones in school. What it tells the bad guy is that you're not very likely to
Steve, we've got about 30 seconds remaining. I want to make sure people can get a hold of you. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you to follow up and learn more?
All right. I have a special phone number set up if anybody wants to call me with information. The phone number is 847-920-8456.
Fantastic. Steve Alpert, we appreciate your tips, advice on the subject, important subjects, making sure you're ready for an active shooter. Get in touch with Steve if you want to learn more after the break. We've got more tips.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North States Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotterill. Let's take a look at your traffic. Not a lot happening right now in the Edens. The Kennedy inbound, O'Hare to downtown, will take you 23 from Montrose 12. On the outbound side, it's fine to Montrose to the airport 24. Eisenhower headed in Thorndale to the Circle 30 from Mannheim 18. Outbound, back to Mannheim 20, now to Thorndale 33. Stevenson inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive 36 from the Tri-State is 26. Outbound to the Tri-State 27. Out to 355 is 37. Dan Ryan headed in 95th to downtown, 1815 out to 95th, I-57, the Bishop Ford Calm. Lakeshore Drive got a couple delays going on. Southbound, you have Soldier Field to Stevenson jammed up because of construction. And then the northbound side from Wacker to Chicago. Also on the Jane Addams Tollway eastbound to River Road, Toll Plaza, and Kennedy and Stop and Go. AM560 weather right now, it is about 65 degrees, sunny. Our next update's in 15 on AM560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Nubiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-974-2838. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Nubiotics away for free. 1-800-974-2838. That's 1-800-974-2838. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-974-2838.
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. I've got some networking tips for you. Yes, networking, the real kind, in person. So you want to have a purpose, have a reason for being somewhere. Isn't simply networking. There's nothing I find more excruciatingly awkward than milling around with a glass of wine surrounded by people that I don't know. I just end up leaving early. But if I'm actually doing something, then I find it much easier to talk to strangers, get to know people, and pick up useful contacts. You should see this as planned happenstance approach to networking. Put yourself out there, get involved with things, and the networking is likely to just happen without you really noticing. For me, This has meant signing up for a course where I've met people in a certain sector or volunteering at relevant events. Sometimes these events have included one of those dreaded networking sessions, which always feel less awkward if I've been a part of the team organizing them. So get involved, volunteer, make sure you become known as not just the person attending the event, but the person really, really involved. You want to latch on to a good networker. Like it or not, it's not always possible to have a purpose. Sometimes attending actual networking events is part of life, and it could yield real results. I find networking events to be more productive and, frankly, less terrible if I attend with a natural-born networker. We call that having a wingman. And the intense schmoozing that might make you feel uncomfortable at times, but with a good networker, it will ensure that they, and because you are together also, you talk to lots and lots and lots of key people. And their social skills should make the whole affair less awkward for everyone. Don't bring the whole gang. When you're attending a networking session or signing up for a course with another person, hopefully a fantastic networker, which is what I just mentioned a moment ago, it could give you the confidence to talk to new people. Bring a big group along is likely to be counterproductive. Enjoying complimentary drinks with friends at conferences or networking sessions is fabulous in its own way, but you probably won't get much networking done because people will want to schmooze with you from your office. So go with a wingman, maybe even somebody from a different company, and get out there and you will meet some fantastic people. But don't bring, again, your whole office along just because there are complimentary drinks and complimentary refreshments. Be curious. Networking events can inflict a pressure to be interesting, but it's better and easier to concentrate on being interested. Sure, you want to swat up on relevant topics and issues to do with your particular sector or company of interest, and it's sensible to have a short elevator pitch about yourself prepared, but in reality, most people quite like to talk about themselves, and they like people who let them do it. So if you ask lots of questions and seem genuinely interested and engaged, you're likely to build rapport and in turn networks. And you don't want to expect too much, or at least not too much too soon. Networking is great for your career, but if you go into each networking event expecting a promotion, you'll often be disappointed. And if you harass everyone you meet for a job or for a client, you will often be avoided. Asking questions people can easily answer, which is what I mentioned before, is a good start. If you come away from an event having learned about someone's career path or what it's like to work in a particular company, then you've acquired valuable knowledge for your career thinking and applications. And remember, networking can be a long game, although it might not be immediately obvious how someone can help you, or frankly, how you might be able to help them. Building your networks is likely to pay off in the end. And follow up. When you meet someone at an event, you want to try to follow up with them within a week. week, sometimes even sooner, but within a week, that's for sure. You can't touch base with somebody that you met at a conference a month or two later and expect them to remember you. I have a friend who likes to send a small gift to new contacts, and although it works wonderfully well for her, it's in fact how she and I became friends, most people can't pull it off without seeming creepy, so a brief email or a LinkedIn request should suffice. While I'm on that subject about LinkedIn, don't just send the generic, "I'd like to connect with you." Make sure you send a personal message. It would be nice to remind them of the conversation you had and perhaps even send them a link to something that they might find interesting. This keeps that contact warm, the relationship alive, increasing the chance that they'll remember and think well of you, and decreasing the chances you will feel awkward when you contact them in the future. But remember, LinkedIn is not a replacement for real in-person networking. And networking tips, again, to recap, I want to make sure that you remember to follow up within a week from the event. Make sure you're not expecting too much. Don't expect that the person that you're going to meet at that next event is going to become a game changer for you in business. You do want to be curious. You don't want to bring the whole gang. You don't want to latch on to a good network and bring a wingman along. You want to have a purpose. You want to make sure that you come to the event with an agenda in mind, with a goal in mind, and make sure that you are that you have an ability and a goal in mind to achieve those objectives. Networking is all about giving. Networking is all about that philosophy of givers gain. Make sure you come to an event thinking about how you can help other people. And I guarantee you, people will want to help you in return. Go with that wingman to an event. Don't bring every single person you know from your company to every event that you attend. If you have an approach in mind and you have your elevator pitch prepared, I guarantee you're going to meet some fantastic people and you're going to have a great time at these events. And most importantly, you'll get business from these events. That's what it's all about. There's a great website, networkchicago.com, which has a community calendar of events and programs. You don't want to miss out on that. Great calendar. Includes some of my events, but on my website, shalomkline.com, that's where you can download podcasts from this show. We're all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You can find out who's going to be on next week. We profile interesting entrepreneurs and interesting people that are making a difference in the community. And we also have a lot of great networking tips and events posted on my website. Once again, that website is shalomkline.com. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at shalomkline. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal financial wealth. Visit them online, everettwealthsolutions.com, or call 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. Chris Everett will be the one that you'll want to talk to, and you want to mention that you heard about her on Get Down to Business. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. After the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information. Chicago, don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more for you after the break.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. 866-467-1443 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Can find out about all of my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The answer, if you log a lot of miles on the road, like many entrepreneurs, and like I feel this month, lots and lots of travel. You know how grueling business travel can be. And there are some great apps that I want to recommend, but also some tips. Apps like TripIt are helpful, but they can't help solve the problem single-handedly. Over the past year, I've given nearly 100 talks to discuss networking. While exhilarating and rewarding, it has also been quite exhausting. And here are some tips and tactics that I employ almost every week, which have made a real difference in the quality of my travel experience, and hopefully they will for you as well. I would recommend using a travel checklist. Even if you travel all the time, it's easy to forget something. To optimize performance, whether you're a pilot, a doctor, or a business traveler, keep a checklist and cross things off until you're sure that you have everything you need. I know it's easy to think that you're a jack of all trades and you'll remember everything, but you will forget something. Pop some pills. I don't mean the hard stuff. Given the grogginess factor, I try to stay away from sleeping pills unless otherwise necessary. But instead, an hour or two before heading to the airport, I might take two pain relievers. I know from experience, I'm almost certain to get a headache from dehydration, a neck ache from carrying heavy bags, or a stomach ache from eating at strange hours. Of course, I try to avoid these possibilities, but an early dose of a pain reliever can help mitigate unnecessary suffering. Always keep an energy bar in your carry-on bag. During one seven-hour delay I experienced, the airport vendors had literally sold out of food. If you're in a winter blizzard or a massive string of delays, you may be out of luck. Prepare in advance by keeping an energy bar in your bag so you're always ready in case disaster strikes. At the grocery store, you could buy these sort of things in bulk, and you could just be ready for these crises because they will happen. Record room numbers. If you've been on the road for days or weeks on end, it's very hard to remember if you're staying in room 304 or was that last week's hotel. When I park in a numbered spot or check into a new room, I create an entry in the notes function on my smartphone so I can remember where I'm going. It may sound unnecessary, but trust me, it saved a lot of confusion and grief. I've parked at O'Hare Airport, and when I've arrived at a different airport, I literally thought that I was actually looking for my car in the spot number at O'Hare. It gets confusing when you're traveling a lot. Room numbers, parking spaces, and even the brand name of the hotel that you're staying at. I've made some silly mistakes, and I consider myself to be an organized guy. So use apps like TripIt. Keep that checklist. Make sure you have backup supplies on hand. You need some food, and record your information and get a good meal. Yelp isn't as sexy as some of the newer apps, but I use it on every single trip I take. There's nothing more depressing than coming into a new city, being ridiculously hungry and not having a clue where to eat, except for the decrepit hotel lounge. Use Yelp's advanced search functionality to determine what's open now. If it's within a quick walk or a short drive, you could sort for a type of cuisine and also by ratings so you're ensure you're looking at the best. This has led me to some interesting, fantastic spots I would have never found. Note that while Yelp is particularly strong in the U.S., TripAdvisor is certainly worth consulting as an alternative if you're traveling abroad and don't see a lot of Yelp listings in the region that you're in. I'm curious, what are your favorite travel strategies? You can let me know on my website, ShalomKlein.com. That's where you could download podcasts from the show. Get Down to Business. We're all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and we are brought to you by our friends at Tandem HR. They are our solution center for everything management HR. They've got so many tips posted on their website. That's why we call them our solution center. Check them out online, TandemHR.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also visit their website, TandemHR.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal financial wealth. Visit their website online at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call them. Easiest phone number to remember, it's 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Would love to hear your tips, advice on travel. Perhaps I could even share it on a future week of the show that's all about small business. Check out my website, ShalomKlein.com. We'll talk to you next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. To success, let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 30 years,